Well, you know, listen, he was on yesterday. I said, you can call in today. If I got it wrong, I got it wrong. I said the Jets would absolutely pick the great tight end out of Georgia. His name is Brock Bowers. He went to the Raiders, of all places, at 13. Jets picked 11. They went for the OT, the offensive tackle, to protect the old man and Aaron Rodgers. And I was wrong. I guaranteed it. I couldn't believe they did not go that way. I would have went that way. Because he's a generational, to me, a generational tight end. From the ball, he gets 12 yards right off the bat every time. I saw him in college a lot. That's why I thought the Jets would be better in the selection process. Steve Schwartz, the Gotham Grinch, the New York Press Club Award winner, the business entrepreneur, is about to hand it to me. And listen, I'll take it like a man, so go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. Clean sweep. Everything. You're leaving out a lot of stuff, Jay. Let me throw it at you. Let's start at Yankee Stadium. The Oakland A's. My Oakland A's. My $12 million payroll Oakland A's. Oh, my God. It was like winning the World Series last night. It was unbelievable as the Oakland Athletics defeat your supreme $400 million payroll, New York Yankees. Oh, my God.
Not
Does
quite.
Does it get any better? Honestly? I mean, really? I mean, that was just a thing of beauty. And then it got even better, Jay. It got better. Because then, like, listen, there's no other show like Ali and Schwartzy, okay? There's no other show. And there's no one I respect more than you and your sports values and your sports knowledge. I mean, you are second to none. But there's no show like Ali and Schwartzy in this country, okay? And how does the Gotham Grinch of New York City sports, myself, Stephen P. Schwartz, get everything right in one night? I mean, just laid it right out there.
You know,
I mean,
something?
The Islanders.
Now that I think about
it. Grinch told you, know what?
Don't now that I think about it. Hold on a minute.
The Knicks.
Now that I think about it. You're the one who put the hex on the Islanders last night with your nonsense.
Thank you
very much for that.
I did. I'll take responsibility for that. Okay? Old and slow. Remember that. Old and slow. Okay? But you know what? I take full responsibility of understanding that Big Corp has no right to rob, and that's what they're doing, robbing the fan. They've robbed the fan in all. Even if I'm a diehard Knicks fan or Islander fan, okay? You said it best this morning. You actually hit it right on the right down the middle center. I'm very proud of you. The only game last night to watch, and last night was full of fun. It was full of fun. How do you not watch the Knicks or the Islanders? And the Knicks lost, by the way, last night to the Sixers. Listen, they're all going to die. It's like going to the movie, like I said. They're all going to die, but you don't know how they're going to die. So you're just watching for that anticipating of watching them all die. They're all going to die. The Rangers are going to die. The Knicks are going to die. The Islanders are going to die. The Yankees are going to die. The Mets are going to die. And the Jets fumbled on the goal line. They're dead. They're done. All right, 10 games, forget about it. And then the Giants, you know, they held serve. There it is. But you, my friend, laid it right out. I am ashamed of myself for one thing. Instead of me sitting in my beautiful green room with my 83-inch TV right next to John Sterling's 83-inch TV, I should have been at the Long Island Duck game for my $6 ticket, giving my full attention to the remembrance of Bud Harrelson, a Met great, a New York legend, who actually I got to meet was just a superstar of New York sports when you could afford to go to a game. Yeah, have it right. The Long Island Ducks, best entertainment in Long Island. If you want to go to a real baseball game, take your kids. Great fun ballpark. You have that right, Jay.
And by the way, it's an excellent point. Buddy was honored last night for the Ducks home opener. He passed away in January. From Alzheimer's. I still have the ball that I threw out the first pitch. When we started carrying the games here on LA News, they asked me if I wanted to do it. I said, yeah. And, of course, I threw a 90-mile-an-hour ground ball to Buddy.
That's
gave
great.
gave me a pat in the keister and said, next time, kid. I love Buddy. Buddy, you know, listen, as big a Yankee fan as I have, always respected Buddy, especially for getting into that brawl in 73 with Pete Rose and those Cincinnati Reds. Always had a lot of respect for Buddy Harrelson. No question.
Yeah.
So, you should have been there last night.
You know, that really is something. You know, and you bring up that particular game. You know, that was one of the great. I remember watching that game live, like on Channel 9 or something. You know, and it was during the day, if I'm not mistaken, too. You get home from school, watch a playoff game at 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
And then you had Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson in the booth. And it was like so important. And again, it was affordable. The fans were there. There was no big corp. And there's Buddy and Pete Rose going at it. And then, I don't know if you remember, but everyone in left field was throwing stuff onto the field. I mean, passion. At George Forster, I think, was the left fielder for the Reds at the time. I remember him picking up his hands, and then they left for the field, and then I think the Met manager had to come on out. Was that Gil Hodges that was managing the team at the
time? In 73,
or was it Yogi Berra?
No, it was not. It was Yogi.
Yogi was
Yogi, 73.
Right?
Yeah, because they went on to play the A's and lost to the A's in the World Series.
Yeah, you're damn right. By Oakland Athletics, man. Bert Campanera's game seven. There you go.
Yogi was calling the shots, but that was a poignant night. It had to be over at Fairfield Properties. And by the way, one thing on the draft. Now, even though I said Bowers should have been the pick, I still say it should have been the pick. But you know something, it's not a bad pick. You pick up a guy to play the tackle position, which is really – you know, to me, it's the top three positions in football. And you got to protect the guy. You got to protect Rodgers, right? You got to protect him.
Listen,
so the guy they got from Dallas is always injured, Terrence Smith. So you know what? Maybe the right move. We'll see. We'll see.
I'm calling you out. You fumbled on the 1 yard line. There's no coming back. It's over. It's over. Listen. I was on the phone with Jay, actually texting back and forth, and I had the biggest feeling that there was no way they were going to take it. And I was telling you to get ready for it. Stay with it.
Well,
wait a second.
You know,
you'll see, And there it was. And all I heard, Jay.
Yeah, but Steve,
let me give you Jay.
Truth be told, when they when they switched places with the Vikings, and they gave 10 to Minnesota. Jets picked 11. I said, you know what? Even more so, I thought, Bowers, because there was no way Minnesota was taking a tight end. And they ended up with J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan, which
Jay, your exact comment to me at exactly 9, I think it was 9:42, it was way before that, was geez. That's Jay's cliche, like, I can't believe it. Jeez. J-E-E-Z. That's the Jay classified when he texts, and he just is in disbelief. He will text you the Jeez. J-E-E-Z.
Which I do the same to my kids, by the way. That's it. When I don't want to elaborate anymore, that's the one word I use.
But I will say this. Last thing, Jay. You know, you brought up another great comment. You know, when they made that trade – okay, with the Vikings.
Yeah.
I immediately said, you know what? They're going to rule the day because that kid out of Michigan could be your next Dan Marino. You might go back.
Who's to know?
Say.
Nobody knows.
You know what? Nobody knows. You're right. Except this is Jet football, though. Remember what we're dealing with here. This is New Jersey Jet football.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. They just gave the christening to that kid, McCarthy?
J.J. McCarthy. Yeah, J.J.
McCarthy. That kid is, and I saw him in that college football championship.
Yeah.
That kid's going to be a good pro.
Well, he's a winner.
Not only did they give up Bowers, they gave back the next Dan Marino. So
we'll see.
We're going to end up with some offensive a line tackle that is going to be one of those guys you're never going to remember his name. Okay.
Listen, we'll
and
see.
The Jets win six games.
I'm a Penix guy. Michael Penix chosen by the Falcons. That was an odd one because they already got Kirk Cousins. Who knows? You never know how these quarterbacks. Listen, six in the first 12 selections. I think that tied a draft record. I think it did. So it is what it is. QBs being gobbled up. Sir, well done. I took it like a man.
You did.
You can have your day in the sun.
Thank you, and I'm taking my bow. Thank you very much. It was a clean sweep. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Jay.